We're doing Rav Chalap and Pashat Nitzavim. The parasha begins, you're all standing erect before Hashem, Rashi says, a Medrash. This parasha is right after the curses, because after the Jewish people heard 98 curses, and this after the 49 curses of Vayikra, their faces lost color, and they said, who could stand up to all this? So Moshe appeased them and said, you're all standing erect today. You've done so many things to anger Hashem, and you see, you haven't been annihilated. You're still standing here. So that's the Medrash we learned last night in the Medrash Tanhuma. That's quoted in Rashi. So Rav Chalap asks, why then were the curses stated? Was it just a fear tactic? Tell them what could happen? What was the purpose of the curses? So Rav Chalap says, they initially thought that the curses were a threat of punishment. If you do things wrong, beware, this is the punishment that can befall you. And that's why they said, how could we ever last if this is what Hashem's warning us, all these punishments that can come? And Moshe tells them, no, the curses are really an aspect of your ability to survive. Because what the curses are saying is, Hashem says, I'm going to reprimand you and not let you fall to the bottom rung. Meaning, when you read the curse, you have to realize the curses are a punishment that says, I'm going to keep you in line. I'm not going to let you disappear. So although the curses aren't pleasant, we have to realize that through the curses, through the punishments that are mentioned there, we are promised also that we will continue to survive and exist. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, you're all standing erect today. You see, you've made it? Wait a second, but you've been punished. Right, the punishment held you in line. The punishment kept you from falling beneath a certain level. And so you can be convinced through this that in spite of the fact that there will be downfalls, you're not going to lose it all. You will make it back. This is a very important concept in education also. Very often, people are tempted to give up on their kids, to say it's all over, to kick a kid out of the house, to finish off with the kid. And what the parish is teaching us is that when you love someone, you don't give up. Not only you don't give up, you sometimes punish them or take them to task because you think there's still hope, because you believe in them. And what Hashem's telling the Jewish people is, I'm not going to give up on you. The punishments are a way of keeping you, of ensuring you do grow, you do produce. And that's what Moshe tells them with the Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem.